Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, December 6th Coffee Table Show. I am Natalie. We have a couple guests in today. We're going to start off this morning with Randa Vollertsen. Randa is here to represent the First United Methodist Church in the Living Nativity. So, good morning, Randa.
Hi, thank you for inviting us.
I'm very happy to have you here. Yes. And, you know, I'll tell you, one of the biggest reasons, not biggest, but one big reason that I'm glad you're here is because we're going to talk about the Methodist Church's Living Nativity, but it hasn't been around for a couple of years.
Yes, yes.
And now it's back.
I know. We started the Living Nativity in 2001, and then I believe the year prior to when we started having COVID restrictions, we had some really rough weather, and so we had to cancel it 1 year, and then COVID followed. And so many of the people that were on the original committee have either passed on, or Chuck Look and his wife Janet moved away. And so now we are starting up again. Our church decided that it's a wonderful gift for the community, and it's a good, very moving event as we approach Christmas for the real reason and what it's all about.
Yes, ma'am. And you know, you've still got a couple of people from the original crew that put it together, but now you're getting in some new generation, some new blood that's going to eventually be carrying it forward for you. So we're really looking forward to that, too, to see what kind of new stuff you guys are going to be doing. So you want to give us a little sneak peek on some of the stuff that's going to be going on?
Well, Living Nativity is this Sunday night from 6 to 8 o'clock, and for people that haven't ever experienced it before, our church has a circle drive, and you can enter on the north side of the circle drive, and we'll have probably policemen there to help with the traffic. And you can slowly, they'll ask you to dim your lights, and you'll slowly move through the circle drive and look at different scenes that portray the birth of Christ. You can get out and walk, or you can drive through, and you can come around and drive two or three times. Because we are starting up again, it is a little bit smaller than maybe some people remember, and then we hope to grow. We do have new young people. They have new ideas, and so we are changing things a little bit. We do have live animals. Previously, we've had camels.
Right.
The camels got very large, and the person where we got those camels, Rick Jarvis, sold them. So we aren't able to have live camels, but we have the first scene that you'll come upon is Mary and Joseph at the inn. And then it's a little more continuous and a little bit closer together is how this new idea is. And then we'll have a scene that's the shepherds tending their sheep, and we have sheep that are being brought by Tristan Kilman. As you progress then and turn the corner, you'll see the manger scene. We'll have it's a little bit smaller than what it used to be before, but we'll have, I think the mule is maybe back at the Bethlehem Inn scene. And then as you pass the manger scene, then we'll have the wise men. And as you continue to the end, we'll have the final scene that we usually have with Jesus as an adult carrying the cross with the Roman soldiers. And that horse is going to be there, brought by Robbie Mapes. The mule is from Terry Romey. And so we do have live animals. All of the characters are live and dressed in costume. We'll have a little flyer that goes through the Bible story, and we will have scripture with lights. The lighting will be set up to be able to just highlight everything. We usually use It takes a lot of people to do this.
I'm sure it does.
We need about 15 to 20 people at least just for each 30 minutes. We have four shifts of 30 minutes, and we use 15 to 20 people that we dress out and put in the different scenes. And so we need, you know, 80 people just for the scenes.
So you're looking for some volunteers?
Yes, yes. And
but you guys provide the costumes and everything, right?
Everything.
You just need those people to show up.
I know. And yeah. You can call the church office, 2196, I believe, And volunteer. You can catch me, Amy Manaw, or Glenda Maurer, or you can just show up, because we start out with a full slate of people signed up, and then as the evening goes on, someone can't come, and we just kind of need people to just drop in and say, I'll do something, and we can always find a spot for anyone.
That's excellent, because, you know, sometimes you think you have plans, or plans fall through, and you've got some extra time, then you can go and volunteer.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful experience.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Stand there for 30 minutes, and you think that sounds like a long time, but it really isn't.
I bet it goes fast.
Yeah, it isn't. And so we'll have, so if you want to sign up, if you want to come, we start at 6. We have shifts at 6, 6:30, 7, and 7:30, but you need to be there before that so that we can get you dressed out, because we have double people, and one crew will walk out and switch, and so there's no wait or anything for the scenes. After you're finished, our Methodist women always have, and will again this time, have a wonderful reception inside the fellowship hall, and they have cookies and snacks, and I think there's going to be soup, and they have hot chocolate, and people just can sit around and enjoy each other, a little bit of fellowship, and that's the most amazing thing, is after everyone's seen this, they come in and you get to meet people throughout the community that you maybe don't know. Then you can warm up, have a little hot chocolate, and walk around again and see it a second time.
Well, you know, and I was just looking at the weather too, Randa. You know, it's going to be 50 on Saturday or on Sunday, and it's going to be only down to 24 for the night. So it's going to be a great night for going out there. Put your coat on, but you're not going to have to. It's not going to be, you know, so cold that you can't enjoy it.
We've made the costumes large enough that usually fit over.
Oh, that's nice.
Over
yeah.
the clothes. So
some
you can
wear
your warm clothes, and then we'll costume over top of that.
I have gone I went a couple of years before you had to stop doing it because of COVID. I plan on going this year. I will tell you, even though you feel you know the story and you've heard it a lot of times and stuff, when you go and see this in real life, the reenactment, it really fills your heart, and it really brings a lot to light.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, it makes more sense to you when you see it in person. And it just meant a lot to me.
The manger scene is just breathtaking, I think, or beautiful, because we have special lighting for the angels. But I think the most impressive scene to me, personally, is at the very end, when you see what this birth is all about, and you see Jesus carrying this cross, and we have Roman soldiers standing over him with, you know, their swords and everything. And so that gives you an idea of where we started and where it, you know, has ended, and then we'll come again. So
right, and hopefully this might inspire people to get into the whole story of our Bible more when they see this, and I hope it does. I want to thank you and everyone at the Methodist Church. I know you guys have taken on a huge undertaking with this whole event, but you do it every year that you can because of what it means and what it means to our community. And so thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for your radio spots. Thank you for promoting it. We are very excited, and we're excited that the young people in our church have wanted to take this on, and we're excited about their new ideas. And
they will be carrying this over for you someday.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And we invite the entire community, no charge.
No charge. Just go. And you don't even have to get out of your car.
We have a free will offering if you'd like to at the end. We'll have what the characters are, money changers. So if you'd like to donate to some of the expenses that we have. But it is free. And the reception, come inside. It's a good time. It's a really good time.
It is. And I, again, thank you to the Methodist Church and everybody involved. I mean, you talk about it takes a village. This is a huge undertaking. And, you know, we've been talking about in the information you gave us, you guys said that there was going to be some animals on their best behavior. I'm sure you're going to do your best.
We hope so. We hope, yes, we hope they
cooperate.
Right. Natalie, can I also... put a plug in for the Methodist Women. They're having their their cookie and candy walk today.
Oh, yeah.
Started at 8:30 and we'll be over at 9. But you can come in and buy homemade cookies and candies so you don't have to bake, and they sell it by the pounds.
And what time does it end?
Noon. Today at noon.
And it started already, so if you want to head on down there, it's going on right now.
Better get down there to get the best candy.
You know, Mandy and I were talking about that this morning, your cakewalk, and I said the word that stands out to me in that whole thing is homemade, because you ladies, you do such a good job on all your pies and cookies and cakes, and yeah, my stomach's starting to growl.
It's not me, but there are some good bakers.
Well, you're cheering them on, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so, like I said, it takes a village. Well, Randa, thank you so much. Again, this is going to be taking place this Sunday, December 10th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church. You can go, you can drive around the circle and see all the scenes. But, you know, if you have time and you feel like getting out, please get out. Go into the church, enjoy some of those cookies and cocoa and great company at the First United Methodist Church. And but, again, if you don't have time and you really don't want to miss it, you don't have to get out. You
That's
can just
right.
drive right around.
That's right.
That's awesome.
You can wear your pajamas in
right.
your car and drive.
Don't even have to get dressed. That's cool.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, good luck to you this weekend on the Living Nativity. I hope that everybody will go out and, like you said, it's free. Why not go out and check it out, right?
Thank you. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Randa. All right. Merry Christmas to you. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to have Verla Grish here. Verla is coming in to talk to us about the community dinner this year.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Coffee Table Show here at KQ&K. I am Natalie, and now I am very happy to be here with Verla Grish. Verla is here to talk to us about the annual community Christmas dinner that this year is going to be held by the Norton Ministerial Alliance, and that's a little bit different than years past, so we're going to get some information on the dinner, who is running things, and all the great things you can expect. But first things first, welcome, Verla.
Hi. Thank you, Natalie.
Very happy to have you here this morning. Let's see, is this your first year involved with the community dinner?
No, I've been involved for about 11 years.
Because you were with the chamber, and the chamber used to be involved, right?
Well, the chamber had supplied the funding for
it.
And, you know, years and years ago when Carla Reed was the chamber director, because she was always in town, then she was kind of the ringleader to get things bought and get volunteers and whatnot. And, when she left the chamber position, I know we had always helped because my mom and had been involved, so it's just kind of we fall into it, being new to town. But, you know, they needed somebody to just be in charge. There's always lots of volunteers. But I said to Tony, you know, we could do this because we're always going to be here for Christmas. And so we did, and I think that was starting in maybe 2011 or 12. So I've And then, you know, after Tony passed away, I continued to do it. We are looking for someone else to come in and take charge, though, if anybody thought they would be interested in doing that. As I said, there's always volunteers that help that day to cook and decorate the tables and whatnot, but somebody kind of has to be the
supervisor.
The supervisor. That's a good word for it. And this actually is the second year that the Ministerial Alliance will support it. Just because the chamber was didn't really feel like it was the place for that responsibility.
And well, so, let's talk about that then. So thank you to the Norton Ministerial Alliance for doing this. Let's tell everybody a little bit of history. What exactly is the community dinner?
It's a Christmas dinner. We'll be serving turkey, ham, dressing, mashed potatoes and gravy, and rolls.
On Christmas?
Yes.
Actually.
I'm sorry, let me back up. It will be on Monday the 25th. We will serve from 12 to noon in the Methodist Church at 805 West Wilberforce and in the Fellowship Hall. Everyone is welcome to come if, food costs are high or I think the weather's supposed to be kind of nice, and it is a 3-day weekend, so we're thinking that is more conducive to travel, to go see your family and whatnot. But if you don't have family, you're not going to go anywhere, just come on over. Free will donations are accepted. We do ask if you can bring a vegetable side dish, like a salad or a dessert. But as I read, the mashed potatoes and gravy, her turkey, ham, rolls, all of that will be provided for you.
Awesome. So hey, I'm going to ask you to pull your microphone just a little bit closer.
Okay.
You got such a soft voice.
Oh,
it's
thank
so
you.
Sweet. And so let's remind him again. So it's going to be from...
We serve from noon to 1.
Noon to 1 on actual Christmas Day, okay. Monday the 25th. Right. That'll be at 805 West Wilberforce at the First United Methodist Church. Mm-hmm. Now let's give them a little taste again of what kind of food they're going to get.
Provided for the meal will be turkey, ham, dressing, mashed potatoes, and gravy, again supplied by the Eagles RE, and we appreciate that donation. Coffee, tea, and water if, you want something special to drink, a Pepsi or whatever, you need to bring that. We will provide the plates and napkins and cutlery. But in the olden days, I can remember years ago, people were asked to bring their own.
I do remember that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you want to do that, great.
But you had some funds available to you to do that this year, to purchase those.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
How much does it cost if somebody wants to go to the dinner?
It is free.
Nice.
Like I said, we do accept free will donations to help offset some of the costs. But and if you maybe do not want to come, COVID is behind us, but yet it's kind of still with us, or people have health issues, we do take... carry out orders, and we can deliver to your home. If you will call the church after 9 o'clock on Christmas Day, 877-2196, you can, get your order in for either pickup or delivery. We've done that several times. So,
and to make this a true community dinner, you're also telling people if they want to bring their favorite side dish to bring a side dish.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes it a true community dinner too. When everybody kind of pitches in and puts a little bit, and everybody's got a favorite recipe for the holidays,
oh,
right?
Oh, sure. We never seem to have a shortage of desserts.
Yeah.
Vegetables and salads are a little iffy some years, but that's just kind of the luck of the draw. Desserts are more fun to make, I think.
They are, yeah. They're more fun to
eat.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're more fun to eat. You got a taste test while you're doing it, so, there you go.
Right.
And now
you
did say that you are looking for some volunteers to come and help out, because there's some things that you do need. You've got a full crew, but there's some things like cooking, setting up.
There's the cooking, and, we always have white table covers on the tables, and we have Christmas decorations. So there's a lot if you wanted to help with that. Come to the church after 9 o'clock, and there's probably something that we could have you do. Even if maybe you're going to have your family or you're going to go somewhere for the dinner, if you wanted to come and help and for an hour or so and then leave, we've got some people that do that as well.
Or maybe you just need a break. You just need to get away for a little while, and you want to go down and be around some community members.
Sure.
You could do that too.
Sure.
Now, this is going to be your last year, right?
I thought last year might be my last year, and it's just one time a year, but I am looking to retire from this volunteer position, and if anybody would like to step forward and take on that baton or whatever, my cell number is 785-871-7872 if someone would like to ask some questions or whatever, feel free to call me. I'll do it again next year, but I would sure like to retire.
Right.
I would be, if someone wanted to take it over this next year, I would be by their side to help them with the ins and outs. I've got all
kinds
of notes.
Right, it's not like you're just going to hand over the keys and walk away.
Say, but yeah. I wouldn't do that.
No, and because you care very much about this event, first of all, and second of all, your whole thing is to make this a true event for the community, so why would you walk away, right?
Right.
You want to make sure that the person that's going to be coming in and taking over for you has all the information they need and knows everything. Verla, I want to thank you for all the years of work you put in on this, because there are instances where maybe some people can't get away to meet their families, they can't take long trips
and
or anything like that.
And maybe some people have no families.
And some people don't have family around that they'll be seeing for the holidays, but they do if they go to the community dinner,
Yes, and it's fun. Elaine Albright has the last, I don't know, it's probably been 6-7 years, played piano. Mm-hmm. She'll start earlier, before noon, and then she just, it's just a nice background, soft Christmas songs in the background. And when she had asked if she could do that, and I really didn't think the acoustics would be that good, but who am I to say no? So I said, sure, let's try it. And it was awesome because people sat and visited. We only serve from 12 to 1, but you're welcome to sit and visit. You know, usually we're out of there by 2 or 2:30. But it was just such a turnaround that it was just such a whole different atmosphere with that music.
Even, I bet it was relaxing.
Yeah, yeah, and it's different than having Christmas CDs playing. That music was just, I don't know, it was just really cool.
Nice.
It really makes it neat.
Very nice. Well, so this is going to take place on Christmas Day.
Right.
From noon, it starts at noon until 1.
We'll serve until 1.
But then you're free to sit around and talk and visit with the community, because our community is also our family, right?
Right.
So if you don't have family that's going to be here or to go to on Christmas Day, well, you actually do. You have the family of Norton.
That's right.
Let's see, that's going to take place Christmas Day. There is no charge. They are taking free will donations, and understand that when you leave a free will donation, this is part of the thing that helps with keep this going every year. The funds that they take in, and it helps cover some of the costs that are involved, because not everything is donated. Some things have to be purchased.
Oh yeah, and food costs are increasing.
Yes, ma'am. So, I know. Yeah. It's
we all
outrageous.
See that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so everybody's invited to attend, and especially if you want to go and help out, set up the tables. If you've got just an hour, even if you just got an hour or so to spare in the morning, you can go and help set up the tables. I mean, it won't take that long, and you can that'll be a huge help for them.
We have flatware to wrap with a napkin.
Exactly.
And, there's always
little
things to do.
Sure. It takes a long time. And also, as you're listening, if you'd like to get involved and maybe work with Verla and maybe be the person that's going to be in charge here coming up, she would love to talk to you. She would love to show you everything you have to do. And we were talking about, with Randa, we were talking about the younger people that are coming up. You, I, and Randa, I'm talking younger people. I'm thinking like, 30s and 40s.
I think we're just a couple of years apart.
Yeah. When we talk younger people, we're talking 30s or 40s. Can maybe take this over and keep it up for a while, because that's the biggest thing. We don't want to lose this.
Right.
And so somebody has to run it. So Verla's doing it, but, it's time that she gets a chance to maybe just go and enjoy it. And somebody else is running it. And that'd be nice.
Yes. Yep. Well, thank you so much, Natalie.
Thank you, Verla, so much for coming in. Thank
we'll
you for
see you at the
doing
Christmas
this.
Dinner.
Yes, see everybody at the Christmas dinner, and thank you for doing this every year. And Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for tuning in to KQ&K AMN FM and also watching on our Facebook page. We sure appreciate you guys watching and tuning in. And if you have any questions about the Living Nativity or the Community Christmas Dinner, you can call 785-871-7872. I think that's the same number for the Nativity, isn't it?
That's my cell phone.
That's if you want information about getting involved with it. If you have any questions, you can call the church at 785-877-2196. That's the same number. And I appreciate everybody watching. And if you can help out, do that. If you can volunteer for either one of those events, you are asked to please go and let them know you can volunteer and help out. And don't forget about those free will donations, because those are what keeps this going on every year. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. I hope everybody has a beautiful day today. 70 degrees, Verla. Isn't that going to be beautiful?
Awesome.
And I hope that everyone doesn't forget about Mandy and I tomorrow for Party Line. Same time, same place.